So I now I'll be doing two different recordings, so I'm going to have two different sight lines, as we would say. And if I was working on a movie, you always ask the director, you know, where's the camera line? Where do you want me to look? So I'll probably look in between, because I'm doing it on my phone, Facebook Live. And hello, Monica. Hello, John. And here on my computer for my internet group. And what it is, I'm going to be offering a new class, putting the neuro back in NLP. And, you know, putting some of the science behind it. And so even some of the old techniques that we've had for a long time, you know, maybe tell a little bit of the neurology behind it. Maybe next week I'll talk a little bit about the neurology behind like visual squash or some of the other ones. So I've been reading a lot and taking classes in neurology and, you know, the neurobiology of everything. It started when I was working with addictions again, you know, looking at trying to help people overcome addictions. And I'll be relaunching a new program, a totally online addiction recovery program, where most of it's self-study, maybe one coaching call a week, maybe two. I don't know if I'll do this with anyone else or by myself. I did it for a year, a little over a year in another format, worked quite well. And I can't let it die because it's a passion of mine. And so the more I learned about the neurobiology behind it, the more excited I get. So today I want to talk about, hello, Miss Stacy. Oh, I meant to call you back. I'm sorry, Miss Stacy. So the people on my email thing, they'll be going, what is all this? But I'm doing Facebook Live as I'm doing this because I've been taking some marketing classes and this is what they say to do. So anyway, what I wanted to talk about, again, if you like this on Facebook Live, make sure you click like and share. And if you like this on the email list, if you're on my email list, make sure you share this information with as many people as can. Pass on the e-zine, which this will be in, that'll probably go out tomorrow or Thursday. And also on the e-zine, I'm going to give the step-by-step techniques that we're doing here that you're not going to get on Facebook Live. And again, I'll be offering a class. I don't know what I'm going to call it yet, but it'll be based on this neurology behind the NLP techniques. You know, it's already called neuro-linguistic programming. Maybe I'll just go put my neural back in it and give some different neural-based techniques for neural-based coaching and some of the things like this. So anyway, if you're not on my email list, make sure you go to nfnlp.com. That's Nathan Frank, Nathan Louis Paul, National Federation of Neuro-Linguistic Programming. And make sure you click and sign up for the email list where I'll be sending this out once a week. This is my goal, because I got yelled at by an internet marketer that once a week I should be doing a technique, a tip, something like that based on some of the stuff that I'm doing. Once a week, that's going to go out. I'm not sure they'll all go on Facebook Live, maybe a taste here and there. You know, also from studying addiction, sometimes you know if you want to get people addicted, you got to give them a taste. And so what we're going to be doing is but one a week will go to my email group, and then it'll go, and I'm making a new course, which I'll give more information as I put that together. And again, and a lot of this based in neurology, because you learn quickly. This morning I did a Facebook Live, and my wife pointed out, and I looked at a couple of her things, on training horses, because I don't claim to know anything about training horses. I'm a novice. I just, you know, I grew up spending my summers around a lot of, you know, being on a farm and stuff in Mississippi, but I don't know anything about this stuff. I'd only been doing it a couple of years with my wife. She's been doing it for 10 or 12, excuse me, and I find it fascinating. But they always say that when you're training someone, you always end on a high note, or when you're training a horse or even a dog, you know, if you're training them, keep the training session short, because as they get tired, they, much like humans, we get frustrated, we get angry, things like that. So you begin to go, and you're not as effective. But also, so keep the training period short, like for dogs or horses, sometimes they say just a few minutes, don't run it too long. And then end on a high note, right? End on a high note. When they've done really well, you let them go. You know, I was doing one thing today, and finally, when the horse backed up the way I wanted, that was it. It was enough. Gave her her treat and let her go. And same with us as trainers, those of us that do trainings for NLP or hypnosis or anything, is ended on a high note. Talked about that earlier on the Facebook Live, because you know sometimes you're teaching, let's say, you know, it's 10 to 5, quarter to 5. I usually go to 5:30 or 6 on a day, sometimes later. And sometimes I go, oh, I could teach one more thing with the audience. You know, if my sensory acuity's up, if I'm not internally focused, if I'm noticing the audience, they're tired. They've been there, you know, since 9 o'clock, and they're very active, and they're sitting a lot. And from now taking a lot of classes, I can tell you it's more tiring taking a class sometimes than teaching a class. And so, you know, so let's say you just did a really cool technique or a tip in hypnosis, NLP, sales, whatever you're training, and they did really well, and you go, you know, do you do one more thing, and then they're tired, they're frustrated, or do you end on a high note, right? Hey, Mr. Michael and David. So end on a high note. Even if you knock the training off a little bit early, tell a story. Great thing about, you know, especially if you're in NLP and hypnosis, do a trance, tell a story, do a metaphor, have some fun stuff, end on a high note. So anyway, that's a technique because it's based in your neurology, and you only pay attention for a few minutes at a time. Especially those of us that are adults, if we train or, you know, we're in classes ourselves, we're not used to sitting in a classroom all day. You know, we see it at these conferences we go to. I just last month was at the NGH and, you know, HypnoThoughts, and you saw it as the day wore on. People were like, because we're not used to doing this. So anyway, so today I want to do a technique. I call it the hurricane. It's for self-esteem. What if, or not self-esteem, your self-image. Do you like your self-image? A lot of us, as we mature, I like that term, we may not like our self-image. Okay? Well, can we change that? Or do we reinforce the negative programming that we're getting? You know, I'm getting fat, I'm getting older, I can't do what I used to do. You know, so you keep reinforcing the negative image. Now, there's some interesting things behind this that I found from studying this, which is, you know, people that are in shape hang out with people in shape. Even if they're older, there's a whole group, they might be in shape, right? As opposed to you see a group where everybody in the group is fat or can barely walk and things like that. I don't mean to sound mean, but it's like, so the group takes it on. So sometimes our self-image is based on the group that we're with, as well as all the programming from childhood that gets installed into our heads. I remember I was doing a play and I stepped in at the last minute to help. They asked me to do all this because they had a couple guys quit, and I wasn't going to do it, but I literally got the phone call. I was driving back from a trip from the airport after, I think I was overseas, and they said, we really need you. We open in a week and we lost this lead guy and we need you to come in and do it. Not lead like that, but like lead dancer guy. It's real athletic. And I said, okay, maybe. And I went and I did it. So I'm doing all these athletic things, climbing, jumping, doing these roles. It was only a few years ago, and it was fun. You know, I was like, okay. But I remember one day I'm standing backstage. I think we were in dress rehearsals. There's a guy there in the show. And he goes, well, but when you get to be my age, you're not going to do that kind of shit anymore. You know, when you get, and I'm like, well, that's interesting. By the way, how old are you? He told me his age. And I did one of these. That's interesting. And he goes, what? And I go, I'm actually 2 years older than you. And he goes, yeah, but, I go, no, you know, blown my knees out, football, the military, shattered elbows. I mean, it's like getting hurt used to be one of my hobbies. And, you know, contact martial arts. But I think a lot of it was the mindset, you know. And the other guys I was in the show with, they were literally young enough to be my grandkids, if you want to be honest. They shouldn't say kids, they could say grandkids. And, you know, I'm doing these shoulder rolls, or carrying people around, we're doing all this fun stuff. So a lot of it's our mindset. Now, as I say that, what if you want to change your self-image? It's there. And sometimes you're like, you look in the mirror, you see the video, you're like, you know, so how do we change it? Well, I'm going to be doing a different technique to reprogram some of that. But one of the things that we can do is realize this fact, right? Your subconscious mind does like facts, and you can look this up. And your subconscious mind likes written word, seems to add some credibility to it. That every cell in your body, every atom in your body is replaced every few months. They used to say every couple of years. Now they know it's every few months. The longest is some of the big bones, you know, in your legs and in your arms and things. It takes a little while for the calcium atoms to cycle through. But every cell in your body changes, let's say, at least every year. So if this is true, that means every cell in your body is different than it was a year ago. So if this is true, what program is it following? Well, it's following your genetic code, your DNA. But we do know now that your DNA is influenced by how you think, what you think, the thoughts you put into your mind actually influence your DNA. You can look this up and read it. It's kind of fascinating. So all these cells are being replaced. And that's beside the fact that at any given time, something like 40 or 50% of the cells in your body are not human anyway. It's all the things living in you in a cooperative environment. But anyway, so if this is true, why don't we change that? Why aren't we allowed to reprogram, you know, this at the deepest level? I think we are. Well, part of it is that image we carry in our minds. We look in the mirror, we see ourselves. If you videotape yourself a lot or you see pictures, you know, well, that image gets in there, fine. And you can't argue with that. So the first thing you have to do is when you look at a picture of yourself, I'm looking at the one on the computer or here on Facebook, and I go, you know what? That's nothing but a snapshot in time. A snapshot in time. It doesn't mean anything. It's just the way it is right now. I didn't look this way a few weeks ago. I looked like crap because I was dead tired after those conferences. I probably won't look this way in a couple weeks. Things might change. You know, today I'm a little tired. I was out with the horses doing some other things. But I mean, you're always changing. It's like if you go to a medical doctor, a good medical doctor, well, my friend Dr. Dave would say, you know, when you get a test back, it's nothing but a snapshot in time. And sometimes they'll make too big of judgments based on this one test. You know, if you're a man, you get a PSA, it's a little high. Oh my God. Well, it's just a snapshot of that moment when the test was taken. It doesn't mean anything. It's why, like, a lot of times they do the long, you know, they wire you up, follow your heart for a day or two or whatever it is. And, you know, you do the blood work over days sometimes. And because it's a snapshot in time, it's going to ebb and flow. Well, if your brain understands this, when you look at the picture, you know, this is just a snapshot in time. It can change. And it can change quickly. Would you agree with that? I think it's true. The reason I think it's true, most of us can remember, might take a little while for some of us, when you went through puberty. It's like suddenly everything changed. One day you woke up, you had hair in places you didn't have. You know, you started sweating and smelling different. Things looked different. Maybe you put on some muscle all of a sudden. Maybe you had a growth spurt. You grew 2 or 3 inches, all seemed like overnight. You know, your genetic code kicked in and made some changes, you know. And then there's some other things that happen. You know, maybe later on if you lose part of your hair, maybe that gene kicks in, right? And it seems to happen quickly. So given all of this, why don't we change our self-image? And I call it the hurricane technique. Now, the reason I call it the hurricane technique, you don't have to be from the States. Of course, out in Asia, they call them typhoons. But we see what a hurricane looks like. You know, it's this big storm. I'll show a picture on my for my internet group. They're going to see the picture of it. What it looks like, right? And it's a storm, and when it blows in, it changes the landscape. You know, been in Florida, I've seen it change landscapes. I had an office in Port Charlotte, Florida, that a hurricane came through. It was called Charlie in 2004. It literally changed the whole landscape of the whole area, and you can drive through and see the difference, right? And so it's a good analogy for us that it seems to blow through, and it goes quickly, and then it changes the landscape of what we see. So we'll use the hurricane analogy, right? And it's just part of nature, you know? And sometimes it just happens the way that it happens. So what I wanna do is talk about, excuse me, I have to hit my screen share. Now I can show them this picture. Good. So what I want you to think about, again, it's called the hurricane technique. So imagine that hurricane in your mind. So for this to work, you have to realize, first of all, the way you look right now is nothing but a snapshot in time. And let's change that. Now, the way to do this is then what you need to do is go find an image of a body image. And I'm mainly talking about body image here, of someone your age, maybe a couple years older than you, that's in the shape or has the physical qualities that you want to have. Right. And of course, we got to put it in reality. You know, I'm like 5'8", you know, 5'9" on a good day. You know, I can't pick somebody that's 6'3". I don't, that's my current limiting belief. But yeah, I can pick somebody that, let's say they're built like the way I want to be built. And maybe they're a little bit older than me. So when I see that picture, I can look at it and go, you know, I could look like that, you know. And again, let's say you pick somebody and people on the email list that's on the screen now, it will show, I don't know how to do it on Facebook, or I would, it's a picture of Frank Zane, the old bodybuilder, when he was 65 years old, I think. And he looked this way from 64 to about 70, and I think he hurt his shoulder and it changed a little bit. But I mean, he looks like he could win a bodybuilding contest. Now, intellectually, I know when I see that picture, if I'm willing to do the work and pay the price to look that way, I could look that way. So I'm looking at it. I go, I want to look that way. I don't see any reason why I can't. You know, it's mostly exercise and diet, right? A lot more diet than exercise, but boom, I could get this image in my mind. So this is the image I want to replace with the image I see now when I look in the mirror and I don't like it. Maybe I got a bit here, you know, maybe my arm isn't, you know, the way I want it to be, whatever it happens to be. Good. So I'm going to replace the image I have with this image. So you could do this, go find someone, I would say your age, maybe a little bit older than you, because then you can grow toward it. And you know, if you're more mature, I was just looking up, I found all these pictures of, you know, men in their 70s that do triathlons and this, and women in their late 60s and 70s that are bodybuilders and doing this. So whatever look you want, you know, and the health that goes with it, this is what we want to do. So we're going to replace this. So here's the exercise. Here's the exercise. And so what I want you to do is take a deep breath, close your eyes, and I want you to get that image of your self-image, your physical self-image that you would like to change. And as you're thinking about the self-image, it'll pop into your body, wherever it pops in. Maybe your chest, maybe your stomach, maybe your head, maybe it's a core, wherever it is, point to it and notice it. Good. Now what I'd like you to do is kind of imagine, reach in there and pull that self-image out and hold it right in front of you. Now hold it right in front of you. Good. And now what I want you to do, put it in one hand and now look at it. Probably has a color. What color is it? What color pops in your mind? Interesting, right? And it's probably spinning a little bit. Maybe clockwise, maybe counterclockwise, maybe like a rotation like up and down or something. It's probably got a little motion. This is the self-image that you have now. Now with your other hand, make sure you reach in there. Make sure that none of that stuff in there is hiding. Sometimes that stuff is a tendency to hide. You know, as people I know might say that shit can hide deep. You know, reach, make sure it's not hiding behind your liver or your heart. Pull out all of those and put it right there, and now look at it. Now look at it and notice that it's spinning. And realize it's based on a lot of beliefs and values coming from your childhood, coming from other aspects that maybe were installed without your conscious awareness. Our society tells us certain things should happen as we mature, as we change, whatever, childbearing years, all the things that have the tendency to happen. Even though we know that there's evidence to the contrary, you know? And one of our goals here is to be abnormal. We truly want to be abnormal. We want to look the way we want to look. Don't care what society says. So as you're looking at this image, now with your eyes open and closed, you can notice the color and notice how it's spinning. I'd like you to begin to negotiate with that part of you. And realize that it's a snapshot in time. It doesn't have to continue. It doesn't have to change except the way you want it to change. And as it's spinning, and you can realize that you're an intelligent, articulate being with talents, abilities, and skills that only you have and the world needs it. And what better way than to program your own self-image to get a better self-image that will actually change the way you look, the way you feel, and the way you represent to the world. Especially those of us in the self-help field, this could be very powerful. Good, right? And realize that, again, it can happen quickly because your brain understands, remember that when you went through puberty, your body changed quickly. Your body can change quickly again, except this time for the better in a different way. So now what I want you to do is close your eyes and notice the way it's spinning. Now begin to spin it the opposite way. Whichever way it was spinning before, spin it in the opposite way. Spin it in the opposite way. As you begin to spin it in the opposite way, push it out. Push it out a little bit more. Push it out so it's away from you. And it's pulling out any last residue, any last remaining little bits of that old self-image. Now it's being sucked up in this new thing. It's kind of like a big hurricane. You know, when we see a big picture of a hurricane, it has this big life, you know, and it's encircling. And imagine this new self-image or this old self-image being sucked up in that hurricane. It's twisting, it's changing. Right? And now it's being pulled out, because it's spinning in a different way. Now that old image just flips off out into the universe. Like you'd imagine it just flipping off the edges of a hurricane. You know how they go out from up, it goes away. And now in the middle is this new self-image. It's spinning, it's spinning. This is the new self-image that you want, looking the way you want to look, being the person you truly want to be, right? So imagine all of this spinning, spinning, spinning. And it's so powerful. Now it's beginning to, it begins to move back closer to you. Now reach out with your hands. It's right there. It's this huge hurricane of change that is going to wash over you and change the landscape of how you look down to your very genetic core. Because we do understand that your genetic core is based on how you think, and some of your genes can be based on your thought processes behind those genes. So now as this thing gets close, in a moment, I'm going to have you slam it into your body. Slam it into your body where the old was. But this new image is going to ripple through. Ready? Now, one, two, three. Slam it in. Just slam it in. And it just engulfs you in this wonderful, wonderful feeling. Now you're like in the eye of a hurricane. All of this is just being swept up. It's changing the landscape of who and what you are. It's changing the landscape of who and what you are. Good, good. Now bring it deep into your core. Bring it deep, deep into your core. And this new image goes into every cell, every fiber of your body. And your intuitive self, your higher self, your guardian angel loves you and nurtures you and wants you to do the very best that you can do. And what's going to be interesting is it can modify this new self image so it really fits you perfect. You know, maybe it won't be exactly like the image you put in, but it'll be close. And you'll be able to do the things that you really want to do. So now imagine it going into every cell, every fiber of your body, washing over you, down to your very genetic core. If you know what the genes look like, you know, that double helix thing. Imagine whatever those genes that need to light up. Just like when you were a little kid, and then when you started hitting puberty, certain genes literally just turned on. Turned on. You grew hair in places you didn't grow hair. Maybe you got appetites you didn't have before. You looked at maybe the opposite sex different than you did before. All of these things just happen. Boom. It just happens. What if we, boom, because your higher self wants you to be everything that you want to be. Let it all kind of sink in right now. Good. Good. Now, open your eyes. Open your eyes. Good. Now, that is what I call the hurricane technique, because most of us have seen what a hurricane looks like, at least a picture of it. Some of us have lived through several of them. So what I'd like you to do is just take all of this in and realize that the changes are happening at levels you didn't know possible. And this is, I call the hurricane technique, and the neurology behind it is that you're, when you start thinking about your current self-image, and if you don't like it, you reinforce the negative each time you see yourself. I'm getting old, I'm getting wrinkles, I'm fat, I'm getting fatter. And so you keep reinforcing it. So what if we rip all of that out, now we replaced it with a new? And again, your brain likes to be happy, joyous, and free. And so what we're doing is reprogramming it in a different way and letting it. Now what you need to do is whatever that picture was that you had, you need to like put it on your phone. So, and here's the secret. Here's the secret that I think is so powerful, which is right before you go to sleep at night, look at this image, right? Maybe I do it on my cell phone. So I'm looking at the picture and I hold my finger over where the person, Frank Zane's head would be. And I just look at the body. I just program myself. And I'm going to look that way or as close as I can easily and effortlessly, right? And I'm doing that, right? And I've noticed that because intuitively and intellectually, I understand, well, if I do want to look that way, I'm going to have to work out a little harder. I'm going to have to watch my diet a little bit more. I'm going to have to do some things. And I'm finding myself making these changes just easily. So I'm going to sign off of Facebook Live. If you like this, click like and share. Share this everywhere. Make sure you sign up for my email list. That's at nfnlp.com. And I'm going to talk a little bit more to the email list. And so anyway, have some fun. And I shall talk to you later off Facebook Live. I'm going to continue on my other group. Good. Now, so I was also talking Facebook Live, marketing tip. Why not double use everything that you have? All right. Double use everything that you have. Now, so again, some of the thought processes behind this is, you know, this is the old spinning technique. A lot of people talk about it in different ways. Bandler came up with it the first time I ever saw it. And I forgot how powerful it is, and I started doing it again. And then and when you add in the idea like a hurricane, because when a hurricane washes over, it literally changes the landscape, right? It makes it, you know, floods things, things go away, new things come in, you know, and sometimes for the new to come in, sometimes the old does have to be moved away or washed away. Of course, if you've had a negative impact with a hurricane, you may want to be careful with this, but you can do some interesting stuff with this. And so what I want you to do is have some fun with this. And I'll be giving some more techniques as we go on. I'm going to write the steps down. That'll be in the right underneath the video. There will be the steps. And then here's the demo. And again, I'll be offering a new class soon. It'll be kind of like my life coaching course, because I keep thinking I want to do it differently than I've done it before. I've done regular life coaching, and then I did the life coaching for prosperity, and then I redid the weight loss one for it was for weight. And so now I'm going to do this one, and it's based on a few other things. So we're going to have some fun with this, and let's just keep doing this. Once a week, I'll do some kind of technique, some information that we can use as hypnotists that only my email group's going to get. And make sure you share it, pass it around so we can grow our community. Have a great day.